Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live from Austin, Texas. Julie, welcome to today's show.
Thank you. It's going to be an exciting continuation and lots of great applicable, tactical, and practical points to apply to everyone's businesses, no matter whether you just got your license yesterday or you are one of our great grizzled veterans. So looking forward to it.
And guys, the focus of yesterday's, or rather the day before yesterday's show and today's show, the focus is on what specific things we frankly know that you guys need to know that we wish we would have come across easily along the way. Most of these things we've had to learn. Most of these things, almost all these things, we've learned because people who've cared about us have told us. But none of these things, virtually none of them, have we read anywhere, or have we certainly come across from any, you know, gurus or, you know, things of that nature. These are the I guess these are the practical, tactical things that if you apply in your life will make the biggest impact for the longest period of time. You know, we talked a little bit on the previous show about how there almost is a book of secrets. I know this sounds cheesy, but it's true. There almost is a book of secrets for wealth accumulation and legacy building. And I know those are big words, and some of you guys that doesn't resonate, but I get that. But if you allow yourself to think big, just for the sake of the next 30 minutes on the show, you'll find that you might shift yourself some of the things that have been holding you back in your own path to wealth accumulation. And I gave you guys a homework on the previous show of going and just reading bio on the Rothschild family. I suggested you guys go to the wiki page. And those of you who did it learned that there are very proven paths to long-term wealth accumulation, but many of the things and the knowledge that you need to have and the things you need to do are in many cases the complete opposite of what all of us have been trained to do. And I left the last show, and we're going to pick up today, with the thought, and I got some emails about it, okay? Not all of them were favorable. Some of you guys were a little offended by this, but, you know, the thought that nobody wants you to be rich. And I'm going to say that again because it is a true statement. Nobody wants you to be rich. Everybody, every system, every place you go is designed, in essence, almost overtly, to keep you guys exactly where you are financially. The system is dependent, and by system, I mean the economic system or social system, virtually every system you know of, is dependent on people not being rich, because if you're rich, then you're no longer dependent. So some of you, that is really resonating because you guys kind of get that intuitively. Others of you, you're offended. And those of you who are offended, I want you to really pay attention to the points that we're sharing with you today. So before we do, Julie's got a quick email that she wants to share. And again, guys, we love your emails. Always feel free to email Julie directly at julie@timandjulieharris.com or tim@timandjulieharris.com. Jules, what's that email?
Yes, and I believe, because the phone number starts with 619, I believe that's San Diego. I could be wrong there, but this is from Hernan Cias or Cias, and many apologies if I ever screw up your name on a podcast, not intentional. But he writes, and I point this out because there's so many listeners that kind of fall into this category in one way or another, that he says, I don't need to be a full-time agent. I want to remain an efficient part-time agent, and I've read the book that you have on this. I'm 33 years old and consider teaching as my retirement job. I also have an insurance business that's growing. Real estate's doing well, and adding the realtor spec will help that much more. My wife and I used her teaching income as our financial rock. We now live within the means of her paycheck alone, and 100% of what I earn we invested over our long-term wealth. Now my kids have started school, and my businesses are running on a more automated basis. I've got my teaching credentials and teach financial literacy. Boy, that definitely applies to many real estate deals you'll be doing at the high school level, to hopefully give students not just going to college the tools necessary to succeed financially. So he goes on to talk about the other businesses, but really he wants to reach his financial goals faster and better through real estate. So you don't have to be an absolute grinder, full-time real estate agent to benefit from what we bring you in the podcast and certainly the coaching. And Hernan is a great example of that. He goes on to say, I really appreciate your advice and guidance. I love how you and Tim are authentic, and when Tim curses, it lets me know he is real and that your podcasts are nothing like the sales nonsense that we often see. Any feedback, comments, and critiques are more than welcome. FYI, you're welcome to share anything in this email. So we very much appreciate your feedback and commentary, Hernan, and we are here to help you use real estate to get to your financial goals faster. So absolutely, I thought that was a great email, and so many people can relate to that, right? So I'll be also responding directly in email to him, but there you go.
Well, I mean, I took a whole bunch away from what you just read. First of all, I appreciate her not appreciating my swearing, though I still am trying to break myself the habit of it.
Attach to that. Number one. Yep.
But number two, the takeaway for me was the fact that he has the knowledge himself, and now he's trying to share the knowledge with other people. And to me, that is the greatest blessing of, A, having the information, but then being able to share it with other people. That's what motivates Julie and I, you see. That is the fulfillment of what our truest wish is from doing this podcast and all of our coaching. You know, it goes back to the whole idea that you drop a pebble in a pond and the ripples that come from it. So maybe a few of the things that we've said on our podcast or he's picked up from our coaching program have been beneficial to him, maybe more than a few, hopefully. And then those things he can share with other people. That, to me, is the truest fulfillment of, you know, being in service to other people, is when you can help other people along their path. So love that email. Emails like that, or emails that are more critical, guys. We don't get that many, truthfully. But anything like that, feel free to email us anytime, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Okay, so before we get to our next point, so I don't have to do this later, guys, hundreds of you literally are joining the coaching program. I'm thrilled and honored that you guys have chosen us to be your coaches. It's not too late for you to take advantage of the program. If you use the student approval program, it's only $99 a month, and this, guys, is a real live coaching program. And an announcement for all of you, all existing clients and all new clients, we're actually going to be upgrading the service we provide. We're going to be, and you guys are going to see a new website, you're going to see new content, you're going to see new everything. We've taken everything, we turned it over, we shook it around, we pulled out the good stuff, we've rebuilt it, you're going to see it, you're going to love it. Existing clients, you're going to be logging in the next week or so to a totally and completely different experience. And the best thing, or I think it's cool, is everything's going to be downloadable from your iPhone as well, or your Android or whatever. But this is a real live coaching program. You guys get, now remember, normal coaching, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars per year, not reachable by very many people. It's always been a goal of ours to make it so that everyone can have a premium coaching experience at a very affordable price, and that's what this is. When you use the student approval program, it's only $99 a month. You get everything that's included in the coaching program, listing presentations, buyer presentations, everything. In addition to that, you get a self-scheduled one-on-one coaching call per month. You get a weekly semi-private coaching call that Julie runs or one of our other coaches run. And an enhancement that we're adding, we're not going to add this for another couple of weeks, but everyone's going to love this, is we're adding a weekly mastermind call as well. All of that for $99 a month when you use the student approval program. So, guys, it's kind of a no-brainer. Those of you who are at the point in the year where you're wondering, well, how am I going to replicate what I did this year, next year, or why didn't I do what I wanted to do this year? You know, wherever you are on that spectrum of success, this program is perfectly catered to where you want to go. It's the same material, same coaching, same everything that a lot of our superstars have been using for decades. And a lot of these guys, you know them because of the top agents in the country. So fill out that form. When you do, just because you filled out that form, we're going to give you those 6 free books. Just put in your name, your email, your phone number. You'll get a call right back from someone from our team, but you get the books just by completing the form. So go ahead and do that. And one of the books I definitely want you guys to jump on right away is the Real Estate Treasure Map. Get that downloaded. Print that out. Start finishing it. What that is, essentially, it's going to be, and it is, the most comprehensive, frankly, easy-to-complete business plan, life plan that you've ever seen. It's something that we've, you know, it's one of our best-selling books. We've been selling it for a long time, but we're just going to give it to you along with all of those others just by completing that form. Couldn't be easier than that. So, Julie, let's go ahead and get to our next point.
Yes, which is point number 5, focus on base hits. Stop expecting a home run to get to your goal. The everyday victory comes in many forms. It's a victory to follow your morning schedule. It's a victory to have a media-free life or even a media-free morning. It's a victory to do your lead follow-up daily, a victory to deliver your polished, professional pre-listing package. It's a victory every time you have a real estate conversation. And, of course, many victories as you help clients buy and sell homes. But you don't have to have huge scores every day if you have lots of little ones along the way. And I found a quote from Abraham Lincoln who said, "Things may come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. So that makes sense, right?
Yep, I love it.
Yeah,
oh, so
I mean,
existing coaching clients, one of the things that we, so remember what Julie said, life is not about home runs. Home runs are awesome if they happen. It goes to our previous, from the other show, point about the big eagle flying over, right? You're waiting for the big closing. You're waiting for the big this, the other thing. And then finally, you're going to pay off all your debt, or you're going to, you know, have the life you've ever wanted. And yet here you are decades and decades later, and it's never happened. Guess what? It's never going to happen, because it's so rare that something like that happens in someone's life. It's really an exercise in futility waiting for it to happen. That's the same as this point in essence, but more drilled down. Focus every day on the small base hits. Eventually, you're going to score a point. That's how you have to look at life. Every single day, you might not get a closing or a paycheck or have a great day. It doesn't matter. But as long as you are focused and you are at the plate. Now, practical and tactical is what we're all about. Existing coaching clients, go to the website. Download something called the Real Estate Game. That is your practical, tactical daily system for making it so that you remember to hit the base hits every day. It's fun. It's easy. It's a form you can complete. Brokers, office managers who are part of the coaching program, make sure your agents are all using that. It's so simple, but it really focuses the mind on the dollar productive activities every day. Guys, remember that. Don't even think about the home runs anymore. The home run thinking is what's making you broke. Focus on the base hits. Next point, Julie.
But yeah, and you know, just a quick quote from Zig Ziglar, right? Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting. It's the trying, not the triumph. Success is the personal standard reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be. And that's what the Real Estate Success Game is about. So if you guys haven't done that yet, that kind of puts all of these points into perspective and gives you a very specific plan to follow. So existing coaching clients, go find that on the website. Point number six, expect to be rejected and to have your feelings hurt by those who you thought would be most proud of you. We touched on this a little bit in the previous podcast, but realize that most people just don't know how to handle the success of others, especially of those who are most close to them. They just don't know how to handle it. So forgive them and accept it as normal and move on. That's normal. It's okay, but it's easier if you expect it. Nobody's going to tell you that in your CE class, that as soon as you start racking up the successes that you're going to have this potential consternation. Just accept it and remember we said this to you.
And it's, guys, this has been going on, by the way. This isn't just something that's come out of this current generation because of politics, the 1%, and all this other sort of political jargon. It's been going on forever. But the truth is, it's probably at a fevered pitch now in terms of essentially wealthy people being evil. Right. I mean, that's been around forever. That goes all the way back to the Bible. I mean, you can read about it just forever and ever, there's been sort of this non-rich people mindset that rich people are rich because they stole it from other people. That's just the way some of us are raised. It's literally part of our culture, but it's not true. 99.9% of the times, it's not true. And the very thought, and I had this issue myself, truthfully, and I was raised to believe, and it was part of the, you know, I was raised a Presbyterian and a Catholic, and I was raised to believe that, you know, all the things I've been sharing with you guys, and everyone I knew kind of thought the same thing. Now, you wouldn't go over to a rich person and you wouldn't say, oh, you're evil. But you heard your parents or your relatives say things that would lead you to believe that wealth accumulation was not something that was the ethical, honest, even godly thing to do, right? Some of you guys are, those of you especially from the Midwest, you know what I'm talking about. Well, those thoughts are probably, well, not probably, those thoughts, if you have had them, still have them, and those are probably the very thoughts that are lending to the reason why you haven't been able to accumulate the wealth and have the financial freedom that you've wanted to have, because you believe it's evil or wrong, or that thought is being reinforced in your life right now. In other words, you're trying to accumulate wealth, you're trying to improve your lot in life, your family's lot in life, and yet you're not being supported and reinforced by your friends and your family members. It's because they're stuck in that old paradigm of thinking. That is a bit of a rub for some of you guys, and I know you're going to have some of you that's going to raise some eyebrows, but just take it seriously and think about it and forgive them, frankly. You can't change them. Don't try to change them. Don't try to, you know, as you guys are on this learning path and you're starting to change yourself, the worst thing for you to do is try to start coaching other people that don't want to be coached. It'll never work, and they'll hate you for it. They'll resent you for it.
Well, so at the very least, they'll be weird about it, right?
Yeah.
So I think... Yeah, our grizzled veterans have kind of learned this too, and we talk about this in coaching. You know, right. You learn it the hard way that sometimes the best thing to do is to just lead by example, by the
right.
things that you do out of gratitude and charitable giving and your community service and being the leader and maybe not talking about so much your own successes, because that also is an expression of ego. And make the easy backup plan is to just be of service. That's how you reconcile all of this.
Julie, let's make it personal, because these guys, I think, appreciate the fact that you and I are totally transparent about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we in our own families, and we shared this on the previous show, we've talked about it before, and our own immediate families, we were, because of the what we were able to do financially, especially back when we were in our 20s, we were largely kind of, I would say, it wasn't something that people supported. In some cases, not only did they not support us, but they rejected us. They didn't talk to us. They would, you guys get the idea. If you've ever had it, if you've ever been really successful at anything, and I hope all of you have been really successful at something, maybe it was back in high school and you basically won the spelling bee, you know, and all your friends that maybe were also in the spelling bee that you beat, you know, they weren't your friends anymore. They're not like it was, that kind of thing. Well, it's amplified when you're talking about money, especially when you're an adult. Because what happens is when, you know, you become successful, the immediate reaction of the people around you is that they're going to start, well, why wasn't the world that we live in good enough for, you know, Tim and Julie? Why is it that they weren't willing to do what we did? Why weren't they, you know, becoming, you know, those types of thoughts? And then because you're, in essence, in their minds, you're rejecting their paradigm. Conceptually, I think you guys understand. But here's what happens, and Julie just touched on it. As, you know, provided you continue to become more successful, what you do actually is you actually cut a new path through the thickly dense, you know, forest. You create a new path that your family can follow, and then some of the same people that maybe were, you know, saying bad things about you behind your back, all of a sudden start following you on that path. Maybe they get their real estate licenses. Maybe they decide to lose some weight. Maybe they decide to buy some rental properties. So you go from essentially being the black sheep to the leader, and that happens over time. And the bridge between essentially your initial realization that you're kind of alone on this path, and then realizing that you aren't alone, that you basically the people, you know, you will discover people that will support you on your journey along the way. Hopefully, as coaches, we can be those people for you. But guys, that is what happens. You'll start becoming more successful. And the number one thing that successful people, that earners, that achievers, and entrepreneurs love is other people like them. So when you start becoming more of the person that you guys want to be, a lot of you have visions of yourselves. You've just not known necessarily a path to follow. And then maybe you were on the path, but you fell off the path because some of the things we've been talking about. Get back on the path, stay on the path, and then sooner or later, you'll start finding folks that will help you along your path. It may come from books. It might come from, you know, actual humans. It might come from coaches. It might come from pastors, preachers. But you will discover those people because they will smell on you. Hopefully not literally, but they will smell on you the fact that you are somebody who's different. You're trying to improve yourself, and they will appreciate that if they're like that. You guys, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
It will.
I was talking to one of our private coaching clients about that, you know, he set up a rule that instead of just saying yes to anybody randomly who asks them to go to lunch, he tries to seek out people who are more successful, probably not even in the real estate industry, who are doing more, who seem to have their heads screwed on straight, who have a mindset of abundance. And I said, I bet you're having fewer lunch appointments. And so I said, yes, but they're better. So that's a conscious decision, right? So Jim Rohn actually said, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's life plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. So be careful about this stuff and accept that you may be demonized if you express interest in building wealth. So point number eight, kind of related, but this is more from a business aspect. Point number eight, expect people to be suspicious of you as it becomes clear that you're taking your business seriously, that you're learning to master it versus winging your way through it. This type of criticism typically comes from your real estate agent colleagues, brokers, office managers. Why is that? Because you're highlighting their insecurities by eliminating your own. You may be accused of being unethical, cheating, taking time away from your family, working too hard, all of these things. But remember, it's actually none of their business. So flying under the radar might be a good move for you just so you don't have to deal with it. We're just making you aware that it's normal to expect people to be suspicious of you. And, you know, Tim, I always remember when I think about this point, You know, you and I were one of the first agents, I think, to use 1-800-HOME hotline. Back then it was, the 800 number with an IVR system.
Yeah.
And we put that on all of our signs, and man, did that ever work. That was so awesome. We had such great lead generation off of that. But what did the other agents think? Oh, well, that must be illegal. That you can't do that. Right.
Well,
and then it wasn't long before you couldn't put it in the MLS because it was unfair or whatever.
We were the first agents in our marketplace to have a team, as far as I know. We're the first agents in our market. This is back in the 90s, guys. We're the first agents in our marketplace to we had a guaranteed home sale program. We had, it was amazing. We go on listing appointments and, back when we were new, we didn't know anything more than any other new agent, but we got our acts together relatively quick. Obviously, we sold over 100 houses our first year. Yeah, but we had to. We didn't give ourselves an option. You know, we followed our own advice even before it became our actual advice. But we were just taking listings left and right, and we quickly learned that the reason that sellers were choosing us, because we asked, is because we had energy and enthusiasm, but because we were doing things that other agents weren't. The sellers, the community, had gotten so tired of every single agent coming in there, not following a system, winging it, you know, just basically acting entitled, not having anything organized. How many of you guys are still like that, honestly? So you follow a plan. You use our pre-listing pack. You use the listing presentation, the complete home selling guide. None of this stuff is complicated to use. As a brand new agent, listeners, listen to what I'm saying. We've read you plenty of testimonials about this. We have, 100-ish videos, testimonials online. You guys can go read those. When you use our information, even as a brand new agent, chances are you can compete with the best agent in town. Now, here's a little inside secret before Julie gets to the next point. Our information is obviously works in all price ranges, but where it really works is in the upper end. The reason is because the upper end agents, God bless all of you, are usually the ones that are the least adaptive. They're the ones that have basically figured something out years and years ago and have never changed and never evolved. So if you're holding yourself back from – so Julie and I started in the marketplace. I'm keeping it real, guys. Julie and I started an average sale price probably about $120,000, Clintonville. You know, you guys in Columbus know what I'm talking about. Awesome market till today. And then we slowly moved it up, and it was bubbling around 180 and 200. And you know what? The listing appointments, we were not necessarily feeling as challenged as we could be. We are – business was running great. Everything was going good. Then there was this area across town called New Albany, Ohio. So average sale price there, close to $1 million. Now, what we did is we actually physically moved out there, and then we started selling real estate in both areas. They were maybe a half hour away from each other, 45 minutes maybe with traffic, and we were successful in New Albany. And for a while, we were the number one listing agents in New Albany, Ohio, in the country club area specifically. And that happened because when we got there, the agents that had been selling those expensive properties, making $30,000 and $40,000 per sale or whatever, they were all essentially complacent. And we went in there, used the tactical, practical skills that we'd used in the lesser expensive stuff, and the sellers loved it. They loved the fact that we had a pre-listing pack. They loved the fact that we were offering the things that we were offering. Guys, just copy what we did. It still works. It works in all price ranges, in all marketplaces. Listen to our past superstar interviews from Real Estate Coaching Radio, and you'll hear people and selling $5, $6, $7 million properties using the same content as the guy selling, frankly, a $50,000 or $60,000 mobile home. It works in all marketplaces. Miss Julie, next point.
Next point is number 9. It's okay if you don't have passion for the business. And I think we had a previous podcast all about this, but just as a reminder, have passion for what it allows you to do, be, see, have, and contribute in life. Have passion for being the best at helping people buy and sell real estate with less stress and the best outcome and the smoothest transition. Your income is a direct reflection of your skill, expertise, and leadership of the transaction. It's okay if you don't have passion for the business. Have passion for everything that it brings you, your family, and your clients. Isn't that a little bit more head screwed on straight type of philosophy anyway?
Well, Julie, you and I have said for decades that you don't need to be passionate to be successful. How did we know that was true? Because we've never been passionate about selling real estate. Haven't. Most days we're not even passionate about doing what we do now. You don't have to be. And we talked. There's a great series we did, and based on the feedback from you guys, that we did a month or two ago on ego, and we were referencing a book. What is it, Julie? Ego is the Enemy, right?
Yep. Ryan Holiday,
right. And he talks a lot about passion. Julie, there was a passage in that book that I know for you, because you basically talked about it with me, where basically the understanding of why passion isn't necessary, he verbalized it in a masterful way. Do you remember that passage, and can you share it with all of our listeners so they can understand why passion isn't necessary?
Put me on the spot. But,
always here.
Yes, but I remember that personally, though, that I for a long time had an issue with that I thought, well, I mean, how can anybody have passion about sales? What is that, right? Because I had passion about music, about writing, about lots of different things, which I think all of us kind of develop as kids what we think our passion is, and maybe that stays with us. But it wasn't until I went to a Howard Brinton seminar where you and I both jokingly went to this real estate agent talent show, right? And I'm sure that there's people scoffing at that idea right now, right? Real estate agent talent show.
I remember.
And we always
yeah.
thought, like, what is that going to be like? Well, as it turns out, it was incredible, you know? I mean, Russell Shaw was up there doing his stand-up comedy, which was hilarious. And I remember Gary Ubaldini sang and played guitar. And Nikki,
yeah.
And that was incredible. And here I was, like, with my whole struggling musician hat on, and oh, my God, I have to sell real estate. And that was the day for me that switch was flipped where I realized, hey, you know what? Here's a whole bunch of super talented people who have passion for something completely and utterly unrelated to real estate that are really good at that, still pursuing that, but also sell real estate for a living. It's okay if you don't have passion for it. Have passion for what it allows you to do in life and to be and have and see and contribute and all those things. So, but yes, I definitely recommend the Ryan Holiday book because he's much more eloquent at delivering that thought than I am.
Well, but he talked about the facts from an ego perspective, right? So, guys, here's the thing with the word passion, and we're going to round the bend on today's show, is that passion is something you don't feel all the time, like any sort of, you know, high-energy endorphin type thing, you know. It's just a temporary fleeting thing. And so many of you, and it's because you guys have been straight out lied to, and you've been lied to by idiots, okay? There it is. That's the straight-up truth. You've been lied to by idiots who tell you that you have to be successful or have passion to be successful. They're lying to you, and I'm going to give them some credit. And I don't think they're overtly lying to you. They just heard it from somebody else, and they thought it sounded good, so they're going to keep saying it. So please understand, you absolutely positively do not need to be passionate have passion to be successful about anything. Matter of fact, if you enter into something that you have passion for, and then you have to start being dependent on it to make a living, I promise you, you will not be passionate about that thing for very much longer. So your hobbies are the things to be passionate about. Your family, the thing to be passionate about. Your religion, something to be passionate about. Those things. Work is work. Do not think that you need to feel passionate about work to be successful. That's just an excuse. It's an elegant, eloquent excuse that's totally and completely reinforced by billions and billions of idiots. But you need to rise above that. Remember, we talked about yesterday about some of the things that we learned from studying the most successful families in the history of successful families. And I used the Rothschilds as an example. And they're massively controversial. If you guys read the wiki, there's all kinds of things that they've been involved in that are unsavory. But set all that stuff aside. The reality of it is that they knew that you didn't need to be passionate to be successful long term. And I'm giving you guys the permission, please take it, to allow yourselves to be successful even when you don't feel passionate. Go back to Julie's previous point, the real estate success game. It's not about home runs, guys. It's about base hits. Please, please, please go back to the base hit mindset. And over time, you will start accumulating the rental properties, the paid off this, the things that allow you the freedom to spend more time on your, guess what? Passion. That's how it works, guys. So listen, Jules, we're going to round the bend. We'll pick up where we left off today, tomorrow. In the meantime, guys, if you ever need to get hold of us for anything, send us an email, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. And if you've not yet done so, complete that form so we can email you those books. It's right there on your mobile device, on your tablet, on your desktop. Just go ahead and complete that form, and someone from our staff will call you back. But you get the 6 free books just by completing the form. In the meantime, we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.